Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. An Egyptian trade delegation arrived in Sioux Falls last night. They'll spend part of the week touring eastern South Dakota to visit with producers, technology experts, and people in agribusiness. SDPB's Steve Zwemke met part of the delegation after they arrived from Cairo last night, and he joins me now in the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls. Steve, what details can you share?
Well, if you remember, a couple of months back, I visited with Representative Michael Saba, who represents District 9 in the State House. It was after the interim Joint Committee Appropriations meeting in August, in which they toured several locations that make for viable partners for international trade. And some of those locations are being visited this week by the Egyptian delegation, which is led by Ambassador Hamdi Saleh. Representative Saba and Representative Skylar Borglum are both accompanying the Egyptian officials this week, and they've been working to find new dollars for South Dakota and new partners in trade. New dollars, though, is the thrust of what's happening this week.
So what exactly are the Egyptians' interests in the state's business?
Agriculture. Yeah. Soybeans. there was a gentleman here last night that is here specifically to buy soybeans, corn and wheat. Also biotechnology, agritechnology. And interestingly, they'll have their own trade show hosted by Lake Area Tech, where they can meet with several of these people in one stop later this week. But they have stops at farm. They're meeting with education officials, and they're meeting with producers. They're actually getting kind of to the grassroots. They want to meet with the producers here in South Dakota, which I think is really cool, especially after we spent last month talking about the future of farming. They're going to be talking to some of the people we visited with.
Yeah, so important to make that trip and shake those hands. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Steve. And now let's listen to that roundtable discussion recorded last night.
Mike, let me start with you. This visit has been in the works for quite some time. Would you take me back to the start and why this visit was put together and how South Dakotans can benefit from this exchange?
Well, thanks, Steve. Watching the world go around us here and seeing the importance of opening up agricultural markets now, particularly it's been magnified with the tariffs. And in the state legislature this year, when I served, I talked very often about the situation that we needed to open up other markets. And in fact, I helped to bring in a delegation from Europe into the state legislature so we could meet with them and talk with them. I think people were in the state legislature were concerned that the tariffs were hurting us, but most of it was complaints. Most of it was, let's hope that we get through this. Let's hope that the president works it out. But nobody was really doing anything on the other side. And one of the real deficits we were experiencing in this whole situation was there was no backup plan. We had the tariffs, you know, being put on. I think there was an assumption that it would be worked out relatively quickly. It wasn't. And so I started during the legislature. And then I decided that, again, when I saw that the state doesn't really have an office for international trade. And in addition to that, the state office that has historically worked with international trade didn't even have any trade delegations set up for this year. So I took it upon myself after the legislature was out. I actually spoke at a conference, a UN conference, that was hosted by Ambassador Hamdi Saleh, who we'll hear from in just a minute, where we talked with many, many countries about coming to South Dakota, seeing what we have to offer. And a follow-up to that was visiting with the ambassador, more so, going to the Middle East this summer and visiting various countries, including the country that the ambassador is from, Egypt, as well as Lebanon and Jordan, and putting together trade delegations from all three of those countries to come in. All of those countries do purchase U.S. soybeans. They purchase U.S. corn, purchase U.S. wheat. But South Dakota has been too long a flyover state. So the idea behind this was to bring these folks that are looking for purchasing the kind of products we have directly to South Dakota to work directly with the possible sales that can take place.
You've also championed this as an opportunity to work across the aisle with another legislator here in South Dakota, Skylar Borglum. And Skylar, Mike has really pumped up the working across the aisle issue here. Go ahead and talk about that a little bit, how it's been working with Representative Saba on this project, and where you see this going, working with other countries to try to bring some dollars into South Dakota.
Well, I'm glad to hear you focusing on across the aisle and not the great divide that is the East-West River chasm. So yes, he and I are crossing both together. I have been delighted to be invited by Representative Saba to work on this project. We are in agreement very much so that South Dakota needs new dollars. We need more dollars and we need trading partners. That is not a partisan decision. That is not a partisan question. That is what's best for South Dakota. And how do we start competing on the national and international level? Having visited and toured many great companies in this state and met people across the state, I know that this is something we are more than capable of engaging with. So working with Representative Saba, it was a natural fit. Both of us see tremendous opportunity for South Dakota, and we see tremendous opportunity in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. And we're having a really good time doing it.
Ambassador Saleh, it's nice to have you here in South Dakota. Welcome, first
Thanks.
Of all. And go ahead and, first of all, tell me about what you do in your position in Egypt.
Basically, I'm advisor to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, but, you know, I'm helping a large number of business people, business groups, to try to develop their relations, international relations, and so on. And let me come back to the subject about this particular trade mission, because this is basically what I'd like to talk about. As Mr. Saba talked about, we are friends for a long time, and we actually dealt with him also before that in Dakotas, in North and South Dakota for that. But lately when we met in the UN, this idea came that, you know, it will be beneficial to both sides that, you know, we can develop a long-term type of relationship between not only Egypt and South Dakota, but Egypt as really representing the Middle East at large, particularly the stable part of the Middle East. So we are here as a small group of business people, but representing a larger number of people over there who would like to come later on, not only to make a deal, one deal, but to develop a long time for the future, long time relationship, cooperation in terms of importing your product, in terms of cooperation in technology transfer, in terms of cooperation in several other areas in agriculture. And this particular trade mission is focused on agriculture. They are more or less, you know, people who started as farmers but developed into a big business and so on. So we think that this will be an exploratory trip, but at least one or two deals will be done. They are focused on the soybean and the corn and so on. But exploratory in terms that, you know, they would like to know. I know a little bit more because of my friendship with Michael and with my relationship with the representative Sinclair, but you know, they don't know, and not everybody over there in the Middle East know exactly what are the potentials of South Dakota and North Dakota and so on. So what we'd like to do is to start the process to get something done, maybe small, maybe not very very large at this particular time, a deal at least in the soybean and the corn, and to maybe develop a joint venture in a number of areas and so on. But to start that as a process, we will bring larger number of business people later on and to really work out something which will be beneficial to both sides. What was really encouraging is the fact that, you know, as Michael said, that the environment, the international environment, it's changing. And as a result of that, both of us, we need each other. We need each other because you are trying really to move on, really protecting your own economy. And as a result of that, there is some, you know, tension here and there between some countries, and some of your products might be a little bit less expensive. We need also to develop some relationship with the people who are really the real producers, not only to go to the multinational Cargill and so on. Mm-hmm. So that's our focus in this particular trip, to explore, to put together something as a process, and to do at least one or two deals.
Do you see this also as a cultural exchange, this visit, and possibly something that would develop into like more of even a tourism exchange between countries?
We hope so. Of course, this is a very difficult process. There would be a few meetings with the universities here. We'd like to develop relations with the universities. This is very important, and I thank Representative Michael Saba for this, and Representative Sinclair for this. But also, we would like later on to develop a relationship between the city and the city, sister-city relationship, and maybe to see governor-to-governor relationship. The problem is, you know, America for some time thought that, you know, they don't need to move as fast as they did in the past. And as a result of that, they left the market in the Middle East and in Africa to China and to other countries. You know, and now it's about time that Americans come to their, long-time dynamism and start again moving, you know, to, you know, one is still from our side, you're still from your side. Mm-hmm. And things will move very, very fast because there is an old friendship between the Middle East, between Egypt and the United States in general, and particularly this part of the United States who are really people who are more focused on the land and the real producers and so on. So I think we have big potential for cooperation in the future.
Representative Saba, let me come back to you. As we've been talking about, this is a very agricultural focused trip, and by looking at the schedule, you've told me about the schedule over the last few days. It certainly is. It starts early tomorrow morning. Go ahead and give me some of the highlights of the schedule as it pertains to agriculture, and maybe we can ask some particular questions as we do that.
Well, other than the fact that we may drive down the road to see the falls yet tonight, there really isn't much time being spent seeing our beautiful state for all of those things. They are here seriously to look at agri-technology and agricultural products, and also to look at the way that we might help Egypt in terms of their land reclamation and in terms of their producing greater amounts of crops, of their own crops. So we're concentrating on that. We're starting tomorrow with Eros, going out to the center that has some incredible information about Egypt itself. And then we move on to Poet and see what they produce. Then we move to a number of biotechnology companies that we're having lunch with. And then out to Walt Bones' farm, which is on the eastern, you know, the western side of outside of Sioux Falls. And they'll probably get on combines because he's harvesting. I don't know, Ambassador Saleh, if you've ever been on a combine, but you will tomorrow. You'll be on the combine tomorrow.
Looking forward, yeah.
From there, the next day we go up to Brookings. We're at SDSU meeting with precision agriculture people, which I think you'll find extremely interesting and relevant. Hopefully you'll send some of your students to the South Dakota State University. Then we'll be seeing some people right outside of Brookings. There's a soybean plant, and there's a plant that produces animal feed from soybeans. Mm-hmm. So you'll see some of the downstream products from soybeans. Mm-hmm. Additionally, we'll go tomorrow night to Watertown, where the Lake Area Technical Institute is hosting you. And they have a number of different companies that are agri-technology companies, mm-hmm. and some excellent training programs. And then over to Aberdeen, where we'll go to AgTegra, which is one of the largest companies in this part of the United States in terms of 5,000 co-op members producing wheat, corn, mm-hmm. soybeans, the very things you're looking for. Sure. But in large quantities, the kinds of quantities you're looking for. And then we'll meet with a meatpacking plant that actually produces halal beef. Mm-hmm. So which is beef that is slaughtered in the way that you utilize in your country. Yeah. And so you'll have a chance to see all of these. You'll have a chance to learn about our technology, and you'll also have a chance to hopefully purchase some of our technology and products.
Very good. Yeah.
Ambassador Saleh, I'm curious about, as we discuss agriculture, I'm curious about how the climate in Egypt is different from the climate here in South Dakota, and how your needs with respect to farming tools might be different than ours.
Actually, well, once I started this process of putting together a group to come to North Dakota, I was bombarded, and our group was bombarded with questions, what we can do with America at large. They don't look to North Dakota as South Dakota alone. It is a state which is representing the American market and the American, you know, society at large. So I was bombarded with questions like what we talked about, the climate change, that they are searching for technology which really can help in really protecting the plantation from the climate change. And they say that, you know, that they read about, you know, American technology helping that. They are also talking about seeds. They are talking about several things which are related to, you know, the plantation itself, how to develop, a more healthy and organic plantation and medical plantation and so on. So in a sense, the needs are very diversified. It's not only focused on what, the relativity, similarity in climate between South Dakota and Egypt, for example, no. But in America, you have the climate which is very similar to Egypt, which is Florida, California, and Arizona, and so on. It's almost the same. So we can work with partners in South Dakota to bring us the same technology and the same things from all over the United States, from California, from there, whatever. So it's not the issue really to focus on. That's one thing. But the second thing, we are talking about importing a large amount, very large amount, of soybeans. The animal feeds in Egypt is in a crisis, and they buy it from several sources in the East and Eastern Europe. And, you know, they say the quality here is different, better, and so on. And they are very much interested in really expanding their importation from here. How we can develop that, this is a formula which we are working on. That's why we brought with us actually a financial expert who can really work out the financing process and so on. Mm-hmm. So we have a big potential. Whether the climate is different or not, that's not the issue, because we can really work together, and through your connections from all over the country, we can work on several projects.
Representative Borglum, as we continue talking about agriculture, you know as well as anybody how hard our soybean producers were hit this past year due to the weather. To hear what's happening this week in South Dakota with the delegation from Egypt has to be good news for them. Can you talk a little bit more about our farmers, what their needs are as far as being able to export, and especially in the area of soybeans?
Absolutely. So the first thing that our farmers need to have is hope, right? That this year, as hard as it was, and it was incredibly difficult across the state, that this next year they have a reason to get back out there and get planting, because there is a market who wants our soybeans. One of the reasons I love working on this project with Representative Saba and the ambassador is because I know the product that we put out as a state is superior to many, if not all, the producers across the country. So we can take our product and take it to a specific market and say, this is the best, and this is what you have in front of you. This is something that when you buy it, you know you're getting top quality. And so our farmers know that with Representative Saba and myself and the ambassador and the experts, this is a tremendous group. The small group we have here is only a tiny bit of us. There is nearly a dozen, if I'm not mistaken, covering all aspects of international trade, putting the deal together so that we can get it done right, showcasing the best of what we have, which is what Representative Saba has done. So having all of this in place means that when the farmers harvest their soybeans next year and harvest their corn, they know that we want them to have access to ready buyers who recognize the quality we have to offer.
Egyptian officials arrived in Sioux Falls last night. They're here to look at possible trade opportunities with South Dakota this week, and we'll have more of this conversation after a short break. You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Let's return to our conversation with Ambassador Hamdi Saleh, State Representatives Michael Saba and Skylar Borglum, and SDPB Steve Zwemke. They visited in our Kirby family studio in Sioux Falls last night after an Egyptian trade delegation arrived from Cairo.
Representative Saba, I want to get back to something you touched on a moment ago, and that was the production of halal beef here in South Dakota. You've explained to me over the last few weeks that it's been a matter of producers having to go through Iowa in a plant in Iowa, but now that's different here in South Dakota.
Really? When we talk about halal beef, we're talking about the beef that's slayed in the traditional Muslim way. Mm-hmm. And as very similar to kosher beef in the Jewish way, and it's a relatively easy process. The point being here that, as Ambassador Saleh said, and this is very important, what he said, look at us as a gateway to that whole region. Okay, the whole region can be, accessed through us and with us, and when you're talking about not only the region, but you're talking about 1.5 billion Muslims in the world that eat halal meats. Iowa has already adapted to that market. They have a large production of halal beef, halal chicken, halal lamb, and are the largest exporter to Malaysia and I believe even Saudi Arabia, a couple of companies over there. They've developed that market. We produce better beef than Iowa, I would say. Okay? So it's not a matter of
They might argue the corn issue.
They might. Okay, but so it's a matter of setting up that, assisting our industry that already exists in terms of not only opening a new product, but opening a brand new market in the process. So you're talking about a huge, huge market out there. And this market is growing in size. And it's also growing in quality consciousness. We produce this high quality. We should be doing this and adopting to that market. Mm-hmm. And I think with opportunities like this, with folks like the ambassador here and his delegation, they'll look at that. They'll take that back. They'll see what they can do, I think, in terms of opening it up with us.
Ambassador, I'd like to ask you a question about the purchase of farm equipment, implement, if you will. President Trump has been working on a phase one deal that they're calling it, and I think there's still a lot of questions as to what's happening with that. He says what the U.S. would like to do is sell between $40 to $60 billion worth of farm equipment, and he says some of that is already being sold right now. I'm just wondering, is Egypt buying any farm equipment right now from the United States?
I don't know whether how definitely they are buying from the United States, but how big is the question usually. Because Egypt is a large country, it's 105 million people and so on. But as Michael said, the Middle East is interlinked to each other. So basically, like the business people we have here, they already have offices in Saudi Arabia, companies in the Emirates and so on. So basically, they are working across the region. So they are not only importing from here to Egypt, but importing from here to Saudi Arabia and to the Emirates and to Kuwait and so on. So the interlink is there. But let me move from this point to another point, which is very important when Michael, is talking about, the halal meat and so on, reminded me. Basically, this state needs a little bit to really move on to present itself to the world. And this is an important message probably, which I'd like to mention, that this is a great state. And I think that you can really do a lot if you have, more action in terms of internationalization. And that's one of the ideas I'm going to discuss with the people who I'm meeting with them here, the universities and other, institutions, that probably if we can develop some orientation for the people, either in the government or in the business community, how to do business internationally, either in the Middle East or in Eastern Europe or whatever, I think that will be very helpful for both sides. And I think this orientation of how to really seize the opportunity will be a very, very useful for both sides. Because what, as an ambassador, I watched China invading Africa, really taking the market. It's unbelievable. And they are using different type of, behavior, which Americans are not accustomed to. And, you have laws here against, anything which is not really very... it's about time that America can really come back. And I think President Trump is really serious about that, and I think we should work together on this, bringing America back to the Middle East, to the Africa, and to these traditional markets, which usually in the past you were active, but for some reason not to the point which we would like to be at this point.
Some of the things that you'll tour and observe this week are dealing with precision agriculture, biotechnology. Where is Egypt in comparison to where the United States is with respect to some of those more advanced farming techniques?
Basically, they have ambitions to really get into this very high level of technology, the cutting edge of technology. And that's why they are here, and that's why I was bombarded with questions about so many things. I have a list of things which we are going to talk about in terms of all these, points which you talked about, and others as well. So the country is moving, and I think they will have a big potential in the future. And as I mentioned again, it's not only the Egypt and at itself, but Egypt as representing, the linkages which they have both in Africa and the Middle East. I think that's important. So the focus on technology, and American technology in particular, is there, and we would like to expand that into cooperation in these in several areas in technology.
Right. Representative Borglum, Michael mentioned this just a few minutes ago, and so did the ambassador. Speaking of South Dakota positioning themselves better to do business, talk about that for a little bit and exactly the what you expect to get out of this visit from our Egyptian delegation and into the future with our dealings in business and positioning ourselves, like I said, better.
One of the things I'm most proud of with this trip and with the Egyptian delegation coming to South Dakota and the work that Representative Seba has done is we get to showcase the highest possible quality. And that is what we produce here, whether it is in terms of our agriculture or our beef or the technology that goes with it. We put out a fine, fine piece of work. And what happens is when it goes to the general market, that quality can get diluted down. And then the price that our farmers and ranchers get is lower than what they should be getting. Now, if we are able to go straight to the market who wants our high quality product, they get a better piece, we get a better price, and everybody walks away happy. And that's how it should be. That's the point of trade. And so for me, being a part of this and getting to see it, it really is, frankly, cutting out the middleman, cutting out unnecessary expense, cutting out unnecessary bureaucracy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all of it. And so if we can give our farmers and our ranchers and our technological experts that edge and get them right up to the people who want it and have much better interaction, so there's faster feedback, there's faster response time, there's clearer understanding of both sides, what they want and what they're trying to achieve, I see that as a win for everybody. And I really see this as the inaugural event for South Dakota. And what we start here this week between South Dakota and Egypt, who knows where this can take off and what it can do for our economy.
It wasn't that long ago that I remember the governor going on out-of-country trips on trade visits, mm-hmm. and we would invite business leaders from South Dakota onto our program, and it's been a while since we've had that happen. And Michael, you've talked about that here at the state level, that we haven't had as many of those trips as we used to. As we move into the 2020 legislative session, is this something that you will want to emphasize with the rest of our lawmakers and show this as an example of what we should be doing more of?
Absolutely. And again, I want to thank the work that Representative Borglum has done together with me to stimulate that in the last legislative session. There's kind of a fear there, I think, of that international marketplace. Even if there shouldn't be a fear, just for fear's sake, there shouldn't be, because 70% of our economy in this state is based on agriculture, and between 40 and 50% of that's based on export. So we are already hugely in the national marketplace, but we're at a second and third and fourth level. We're trying to gain access at a primary level. And as Representative Borglum said, I think this trip can be transformational for South Dakota. I know it can be transformational. And I want to particularly thank Ambassador Saleh for putting together the delegation. There are 49 other states he could be in right now, mm-hmm. and he's here in South Dakota.
Exactly.
And he's here, when he talks about getting to the primary market, there are 49 other primary markets, but he's here now. He's going to be with us for 3 or 4 days, and we want to take full advantage of this. And I want our producers to be right here to meet them and to talk with them. We've tried to set up as good a trip as we could, but, you know, we never have enough time, but we do have time to really show him what we have. And I thank him particularly for bringing this delegation here.
I cannot emphasize more this idea of really connecting the importers to the producer themselves. Because I, as an ambassador and as somebody who witnessed it for a long time, we have been exploited by the middleman. It's not a man. It is really a very giant multinationals who really play the game on a very high level. So we have been importing the same material from South Dakota, and we don't know it's coming from South Dakota. It's coming from Cargill. It's coming from another company. So it's about time that we really benefit from a direct relationship. And putting together that formula will start a process which will be very seriously considered by others, And it will be very beneficial for both sides. So I think this is a very important thing to try to work on.
I might say that with regards to what the ambassador has just said, the opportunities are here. In addition to what we're doing with visiting the farming community and the agricultural community, we are also visiting some of the university heads to mm-hmm. talk about, okay, we have farming, we have agriculture, we have products that we produce, but the universities often serve as an intermediary with their international programs they develop. We need to do a lot more of that. We need to develop international exactly. programs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always talk about the young people leaving South Dakota, whether it's farm people because they're just tired of the fact that farming is put so low on the totem pole in this country, or whether it's academics who want to see the world. Well, we can bring the world to South Dakota. We're doing that. And by doing that, that really bridges this whole gap that exists. We don't want to be a flyover state. And we're so happy when the ambassador says, you're not going to be a flyover state in the future. You know, we're going to stop here and we're going to bring in other people to see what you have.
So we're no longer a flyover state, we're a fly-to state.
Fly-to
state.
But not only that, you know, basically what is needed in this state in South Dakota is really to put the spot on the state and then the product and so on. They are already doing very good work, and they are, as the representative scholar said, there is something to be proud of. The point is how to present that to the others. And then if we can help in doing that, I think it will be beneficial to us and beneficial to you. So we can really do something which will be helpful and useful for the people in the Middle East at large and for Africa and for you. So I think it's about time that we do things together in this way.
Representative Saba spoke about bringing the world to South Dakota and bringing South Dakota to the world. How do we bring Egypt to South Dakota with respect to education?
Education, this is a very big issue because there is big potential for cooperation in education in terms of university level, in terms of research, in terms of exchange of expertise and so on. And we will start looking into that also again during this trip with meeting the two major universities. However, I think this would be only one step, you know, for a long process, because education is not something which you can accomplish in a few days and so on. It is a matter of process which you can really start and let others get involved and move on. So if we are talking about students coming to this to the state, I think there would be a big potential for that. Already in the past, we have few students who are coming here and coming to North Dakota, but, you know, in the future, I think we can have larger number and so on. In the past, they used to go to the traditional areas like in Florida and California and Arizona and so on because of the climate. But now they became more challenging and things like that is not really preventing them. The climate will not be the issue. But what is the issue is really to feel that they are exploring new area and new land and connecting with people who are very friendly. And that's what I emphasize to my people, by the way, when I'm bringing them here. That you will deal with people like you, really friendly, really wanted to do something for themselves and for you. Not, you know, the typical commercial people whom I don't want to say from which city, yani, or from which city, but, you know, where people are really doing with you like anybody else. You know, but see, here is the people who can really develop friendship and business together.
That's well said. Ambassador Saleh, I bet you're very tired. I bet you'd like to go get some sleep before you begin
Thanks.
This busy week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been nice to meet you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Representative Borglum, anything in closing?
There's one point that really needs to be made with this trip, and it's that we want to bring new dollars to the state of South Dakota. We don't want to recycle the dollars that are already here. We want to grow our economy, and we believe we have the best possible product to do that. So I am very much looking forward to working with the ambassador and the Egyptians.
Representative Saba.
Relationships. It starts with relationships. We had a wonderful meeting when they came in tonight with some of the hosts here, and Dr. Dave Kapaska came representing the Chamber of Commerce, Walt Bones, the farming community, Jerry Schmitz from the Soybean Association, and so on. And it was so heartening to see the warmth going back and forth. And that's what it's all about. It's relationships. As we enhance these relationships, we'll enhance the relationship between the South the people of South Dakota and the people of Egypt. And I look so forward to that.
Yeah, my thank you to all of you for coming in tonight, and enjoy this week. I hope everything is up to your expectations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
SDPB Steve Zwemke recorded that conversation in the SDPB Sioux Falls studios last night after the Egyptian trade delegation arrived from Cairo.